Earlier this week, we spoke to software engineer Itaro Lafaeli, who was fundraising to get laptops into the hands of students in South Auckland. We referred to something called the digital divide. It's talking about who does and doesn't have access to the internet. Well, the people affected by the digital divide are more than just school kids. During lockdown, the Ōtautahi Christchurch Community Housing Trust has been in touch with tenants to develop a plan to get them digitally connected. James Hadley is the Trust's Tenancy Relations Manager, and he's heading the Digital Partnership Program in Christchurch. He joins me now. Kia ora, James.
Kia ora, Jesse. Good afternoon.
Nice to talk to you. Can you tell us a bit more about this project? What are you doing and why?
Look, absolutely. So we're really excited about this project, as are our tenants. We've known for a long time that our tenants certainly face barriers to accessing the internet, and you know, subsequently they have low rates of digital participation. And during the lockdown last year, we saw this as very heightened when tenants gave us more feedback than ever that they really were feeling the effects of isolation, particularly without internet and being able to do things that many take for granted. So we've teamed up with Enable, our local network provider, and we're putting a project together where we're looking to be able to help reduce the digital divide for our tenants. And we're looking at doing that in over sort of four key aspects. So recognising really that we can't just flick a switch and turn the internet on and everything will be fine. So we're looking at covering off one pillar being access, so basically providing an internet connection and also finding ways for tenants to get devices. We're also looking to offer skills-based training to tenants and offer this for free, so we can offer a coaching service to tenants. And then the third and the fourth key pillar in the vital ingredients of the jigsaw puzzle is the motivation and trust. So we're keen to use our role as a landlord and a person that our tenants often look to us for support to leverage that level of trust and to help build the trust that tenants might need to use the internet safely and confidently. You know, we hear from tenants one of the barriers might be that they're really concerned about scams or viruses and that sort of thing.
Why is it important to provide internet access to tenants?
Look, I think, you know, from our calling, you know, we've identified that over half, 53% of tenants don't have internet at home. And compared to the wider population, where around 85% of people have access to the internet in their homes, it's a really overrepresented group, and they're very much digitally excluded. So we think it's important because it's going to give them all sorts of more opportunities that you know, many of us take for granted. So, you know, the advantages for tenants to be able to access the internet is multitudes. However, you know, things like sending pictures of children to whānau across the country or internationally, reducing social isolation. You know, a number of our tenants are in one-bedroom homes, they live alone, and they are quite isolated. And so to bring in the outside world through the internet is certainly going to open up opportunities. More recently, Jesse, of course, we've seen the likes of health appointments and booking COVID vaccines as examples where, you know, having an internet connection makes that a bit easier. And, of course, a lot of our tenants interact with different government services online. So it would be useful for them to use those services. Of course, the regular things like sending emails, keeping in touch with the news, what's going on, listening to important government announcements, particularly in relation to COVID, for example.
Is internet access a human right in your view?
Look, that's certainly a view that is held by many. I'm not going to comment on whether it's a human right or not. I think it's a necessity in this day and age, very much so. I think it's something that we more and more need to access the things that we access these days. Yep, very much so.
You're running some free digital training services this week. Where are the biggest gaps, you think, in people's knowledge?
We just started our training yesterday, actually, Jesse. So, yeah, we got a digital coach employed just recently with the great help of Rata Foundation, who are funding that role for us, and started our training at a complex in Addington with a small group of six tenants. And, look, the knowledge gaps are sort of varied for people. The course itself is designed to focus on people that perhaps have never used a computer or the internet in the past and getting them up to a level where they can sort of self-serve and get information. So we had some fantastic feedback yesterday from the tenants that were attending that session. You know, I'll read you a couple of examples, really. So one tenancy, that was the first time she'd used a computer since 2013. She was self-taught, and over time she retired, and the internet package became too expensive and the computer use fell away. She found that the course made her feel empowered and grew her confidence. And another tenant told us that it's opened up a whole new world. It'll help her develop new interests and connections and important skills to have. And I sort of hold the view that, you know, once you learn to use the likes of Google and YouTube and other services that are available on the internet, you really can look things up and you really can learn things, as we all do. I was reflecting the other day on how many times I might Google things in a year, and it would be countless, I think.
Yeah. How do you let people know that these opportunities are there? Presumably not by email.
At this stage, no. So we did that big piece of calling through the lockdown. We harnessed the opportunity of the lockdown to get all our team on the phones and advising the tenants of the program. And we've written to tenants as well, and we have this digital coach that's employed now that I mentioned before, so we'll focus on complex by complex and talking with tenants. The really encouraging thing that we took from the calling, GC, is that, you know, 53% of their tenants have no internet at home. 70% of them are telling us they would take up the free internet connection if it was made available, and that is subject to government approval at this time. But also really encouragingly, 45% of our tenants are telling us that they would take up the free digital coaching. And we'll look to deliver that in a variety of methods using partners and also one-on-one in-home coaching with our digital coach. The partners that we're looking to use are the Manaia Kalani Educational Trust, and they're helping us with their Kana Oro digital program that's currently delivered by Te Wānanga Aotearoa Christchurch, and also the in-home coaching as well for some of our teams that really can't get out.
James, I've got to ask, Hadley, Christchurch, any relation to the famous sporting family?
Yes, I am. I come from a cricketing family, Jesse. It's certainly not something that's in my blood. I repelled cricket from an early age.
Okay, well, give our love to the family. I know Sir Richard's been having some health challenges over the last few years, so tell him we're thinking of him, and thanks for the great work that you're doing.
Indeed. No, thank you very much for talking to us, Jesse. I really appreciate it.